This is Sanjeev Kapoor. I'm an aviation industry veteran in India. I am currently an advisor to GoAir, was previously the Chief Strategy and Commercial Officer of Vistara, and prior to that, the Chief Operating Officer of SpiceJet.
And hello, this is Karthik Malhotra. Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, it's a pleasure to host you on this cast today. Of course, like you mentioned in your introduction, you're a veteran of the aviation sector, but you seem to have joined GoAir at a time when the entire aviation industry is at its lowest ebb. And not just in India, in fact, the world over. Do you think COVID-19 could pretty much blow out the aviation sector off the skies like you know it today?
Well, certainly the industry is going to be changed. We're not going to come out of this exactly the way we went into it as an industry. I think there will be several players that unfortunately will not make it. There will be many jobs lost. Airlines that do make it will be damaged in some form or the other because you just cannot go for weeks without revenue, without being damaged. And however, in the longer term, the airlines that make it will probably do well because capacity reduction will occur, and therefore the survivors will have the ability to have better pricing and actually better sustainability in the long term.
How gloomy is the picture? We know there have been pay cuts. We know that some of the salaries in March have been deferred to the month of April. How gloomy is the picture really for GoAir?
See, I don't think it's right for me to speak specifically of GoAir. All airlines are going through a difficult time in this period. Many airlines have had to defer or cut salaries. All I can say is that every airline is taking the best possible decision, balancing the short-term needs of their staff and of their immediate cash needs with the long-term sustainability and what's needed to restart the airline and to grow thereafter. So no easy decisions. There's pain everywhere, and we are all doing the best we can to balance the interests of all the stakeholders and to ensure that, when things normalize, we can go back and no jobs are impacted and, people can all be back at work again.
At a time like a pandemic, like the COVID-19, where there's a possibility of a lot of airlines going out of business, and like I said, not just in India, perhaps all over the world, is it critical at a time like this for a national carrier, which in India happens to be the Air India, continues to operate? Is there some sort of merit in not privatizing the aviation sector totally and let the government operate at least one airline? Should this be a default model, so that critical services, critical flights, emergency situations can be handled, even in a scenario if private airlines do go bust?
Each country will have its own approach to what should be owned by the government and what should not. I just want to point out that private airlines too have offered their aircraft and crew and services to transport both people, repatriate people, and cargo and medicines during this crisis. World over, most majority of the airlines are privately owned and they're chartered by the government. Even in India, the operations of Air India are chartered by the government. So whether it's government-owned or private-owned, there will be airlines who will be offering the services for charter. And I do not think that should be a showstopper or any reason to go one way or the other. Many people in India especially assume that airlines like Lufthansa, British Airways, Japan Airlines are government-owned. They're not. They're all private. There are several government-owned airlines as well, Emirates, Singapore Airlines, etc. So there isn't one answer, which is right. Answer depends on the needs and the philosophies of each country.
Talk to us about the potential upskilling, reskilling of employees who are likely to be a victim of this job loss scenario arising out of COVID-19. In other industries, in more generic jobs, there is a possibility of switching industries. Whereas aviation, whether it is the pilot or the crew, the aviation staff is fairly specialized in what they do and not as fungible as employees in other sectors are likely to be. So what can the airline industry, the aviation sector, do for upskilling and reskilling some of its employees?
Unfortunately, the luxury of upskilling and reskilling when you're talking about pilots, you're talking about engineers, is not easy. I don't know whether it's something that airlines themselves can do. For other roles such as, cabin crew, for ground staff, for management staff, HR, finance, IT, etc., they can find other jobs more easily because those skills are functional skills which are transferable. But the airline specialist skills, unfortunately, only work for the airlines. And I think that, those groups will just have to, bear some pain for some time. The industry will come back, but it's not going to come back instantly. It will not come back painlessly. Unfortunately, we've seen in the past, in the US, where I spent many years in the airline industry, during downturns out there, actually, pilots started, flying for cargo aircraft, which is fine. Some started operating trucks for FedEx, etc. But they all got back eventually into the flying careers when the airlines eventually grew back and rebounded. It's going to be painful. I don't want to pretend that it's not. But, you know, I'm an aviation guy myself. I can't see myself doing anything other than aviation. It'll be painful for all of us, but we just have to hang in there. Hopefully we have some savings and just wait for better days to return. They will return, but they're not going to return in a month's time. It'll take a while.
Rajiv Kapoor, are you really optimistic that the good old days of the aviation sector are going to return for sure? Because technology, collaboration, the tools with which you and I are connecting right now are possibly helping us press a reset button on the way business community interacts and collaborates. Do you think aviation, especially on the business side, is going to find stiff competition from collaboration tools that technology offers?
The fear or the thought that, you know, when video conferencing starts, etc., people don't need to travel. Over the last 20 years, since this kind of technology has been around, of course, it's getting better now. Travel has only grown and boomed. People travel for many reasons. It's not just to conduct meetings. You need to shake hands. You need to get, you know, see your partners. You need to sit together and brainstorm. You need to get to know each other better. You need to travel to meet family and friends, tourism. There's many reasons. So while there may be a temporary reset, but it's going to be accompanied with a reduction of capacity, and then the whole system will grow again, you know, driven by GDP growth. So I don't think that fundamentally airlines are going to be, you know, obsolete. But yeah, there will be a reset where capacity will come down and growth from the lower base going forward.
So you did mention people want to shake hands, and I'm not sure if that is something people have heard in the last 2 weeks of the lockdown. But that notwithstanding, Mr. Kapoor, specifically yeah. On the business side, business travelers make a sizable chunk of aviation sector evangelists and travelers.
Yes.
There were video conferencing tools available. Technologies like these have been in existence for 20 years, as you said. But there was never a compulsion to base your decision-making, your collaboration, and your daily communication on such tools. We've now been pushed into a scenario where this is still getting the work done without people having to take a flight. So it's bound to definitely create a dent at some level in the business traveler community. So how badly is that going to impact the sector?
Yeah, I completely agree. That's what I mean by there will be a kind of a reset where the demand will drop, but capacity will drop along with it. So if demand drops, say, 10 or 15%, because, you know, 10 or 15% of the travel that was previously being done will now be done through Zoom and other such video conferencing tools, capacity is also going to come down by 10 or 15% because, unfortunately, some airlines will not make it through this globally. And therefore, both reset to a lower level and then both continue to grow thereafter basis GDP growth. So I'm not saying there's going to be no impact. I'm just saying the impact is going to be matched by the supply reduction, and then both will continue on their previous trajectories.
Rajiv Kapoor, many thanks for joining us on this cast. It was a pleasure interacting with you. And I hope there is some inspiration that employees who are facing their job cuts right now or are likely to face in the future draw some inspiration from your words today. Thank you so much for joining us on this cast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.